Toronto, Canada's main financial index ticked lower Monday, with broad-based but shallow weakness across sectors including energy, financials, industrials and tech. Trading volume on the TSX was positively anemic Monday, with stock markets closed in the U.S. for the Juneteenth federal holiday, said Stephen Deutsch, vice president and portfolio manager for AGF Investments Inc. The S&P TSX Composite Index was down 41.16 points at 19,934.21. Investors are still digesting last week, which was full of economic news including a rate pause by the Federal Reserve, said Deutsch. Obviously the market took it in stride, he said, noting that more hikes are still on the table, as signaled by officials last week. The Federal Reserve did their first pause in quite some time. But that doesn't mean they're over. They could take cues from both the Bank of Australia and the Bank of Canada. One of the trends Deutsch has noticed, which he expects will continue this week and into the rest of the year, is a broadening of market strength after months of narrow gains led by just a handful of companies and sectors. The last few weeks, we've seen broader participation across many other sectors, which I think is a net positive, he said. Certain sectors that have been under pressure, such as financials, energy and industrials, stand to gain from optimism about the economy's outlook, said Deutsch. You're seeing the potential of a more resilient global economy, he said. This week we'll see Canadian retail sales data released on Wednesday, noted Deutsch. Investors will be looking for whether the Canadian consumer is proving resilient, and whether there are any revisions to the last release, he said. And in the U.S., investors will be eyeing weekly data on jobless claims, which have been trending upward in recent weeks. I do believe that this market will be hanging on to every economic data point, any sort of information they can get on the global economy continuing to improve, and thus continuing to broaden out that market. The Canadian dollar traded for 75.72 cents U.S. compared with 75.77 cents U.S. on Friday. As of late afternoon on Monday, the August crude contract was down 42 cents at $71.51 per barrel and the July natural gas contract was up 3 cents at $2.66 per MMBTU. The August gold contract was down $8.90 at $1,962.30 an ounce and the July copper contract was down 3 cents at $3.86 a pound. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 19, 2023. Companies in this story, TSX, GSPTSE, TSX, CAD USD equals X, Rosa Saba, the Canadian Press.